The noses of great white sharks are generating a buzz in some scientific circles. Researchers have discovered that a gel inside the shark's snouts has peculiar electrical properties. The gel generates an electric current when it's exposed to different temperatures. Since fish like to congregate in water of specific temperatures, the gel could be part of the reason sharks are so good at finding their meals. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Like so many stories in science, the new discovery comes from an unexpected direction. Brandon Brown was a graduate student in physics. He studied things like superconductivity and other strange qualities different materials sometimes have. After grad school, Brown got a job at the University of San Francisco, and he felt he had to make a change in his research focus.
I'm at a smallish liberal arts college, and you know, to be honest about it, you can stay in superconductivity and compete with all the national labs, or you can try to look at something a little different.
Brown chose different. He remembered a conversation he'd had with a friend in graduate school about sharks. The friend said sharks have an organ inside their snouts that helps the shark detect tiny changes in electrical fields that fish make. Brown decided to investigate. The organ is under the skin, but it has a small tube that opens onto the skin surface.
These pores, if you can see a close-up of a great white shark sometime, you'll notice all these little blackhead-type things, and those are the pores that lead into these electrosensitive organs.
The pores contain a gel, and Brown wanted to study the gel's electrical properties. But first, he had to collect the gel. Getting a great white shark to sit still while you squeeze the gel out of a pore in its nose is not a comforting prospect, so Brown and his colleagues tried a safer plan.
We're known up and down a few ports on the West Coast as the, you know, the nutty physicist looking for newly dead sharks.
Brown says by pressing down on the shark's nose, you can squeeze out the gel, sort of like popping a zit.
You can use various spoon-type implements to apply pressure. We usually just put on some rubber gloves and go at it.
Having collected the gel, the next step was to analyze it.
So coming from the training I come from, you have this bag of tricks. And we just kind of opened up the bag of tricks to look at this goo.
Now, scientists already knew that the gel-filled organs in the shark's snout picked up tiny electrical signals made by fish as they swam by. But Brown wondered if the gel would also respond to temperature. After all, there's some evidence suggesting sharks can detect minute changes in water temperature, an ability that may help them track fish. So he squeezed the gel into a tube and then heated it so one end of the gel was warmer than the other. Brown says the temperature difference caused the gel to produce an electric current. So in theory, the organ containing the gel could not only detect electricity, but also a change in temperature. Brown's findings appear in the current issue of the journal Nature. Fellow physicist Frank Moss thinks Brown's work is remarkable.
Here is a totally new mechanism, never before considered by science, by neuroscience anyway, to explain the temperature sensitivity of at least one kind of temperature-sensitive organ.
Moss heads the Center for Neurodynamics at the University of Missouri in St. Louis. He's studying the electrical properties of a similar organ in the paddlefish, a large relative of the sturgeon that lives in the Mississippi River Basin. But Brandon Brown is a bit more circumspect about the larger implications of his work. In addition to proving that the gel produces an electrical signal in response to temperature, Brown will have to show that the signal can turn into a nerve impulse that the shark's brain can understand, and that it has some effect on the shark's behavior.
I would like to emphasize we're connecting the dots with dotted lines at this point. There is a little bit of conjecture. The new thermoelectric data is really exciting and suggestive. But it hasn't nailed anything down. But it's an interesting spot for physics to play a role in biology.
And so far, at least, it appears both interesting and fruitful. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.